The European Union has seldom looked so fragile. Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has said in an interview that if Greece fails, it'll be the beginning of the end of the Eurozone. Tsipras argued that a Grexit, as it's being called, would trigger the unravelling of the whole European project. Meanwhile, Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron has got in a political tangle over whether he'll make his cabinet ministers fall into step and campaign for a yes vote in Britain's coming EU referendum. But a new book suggests that whatever happens, Europe is already on the brink of inevitable disaster. Forecaster George Friedman's book is called Flash Points, and he told me on Skype from Texas that Germany, Europe's economic powerhouse, was the central problem.
The fact of the matter is that a free trade zone in which the black hole, the center, Germany, absolutely overwhelms all of its competition, and the competition can't protect itself, is untenable.
There's a paradox there, isn't there? Because really, the EU was born as a solution to the problem of an overpowering Germany.
Precisely. And really, this goes back to around 1871, when Germany was united. It very rapidly became the economic engine of Europe. But Germany was also massively insecure. So at the same time that it was towering over France and equaling Britain in terms of its economic viability, it was also a country very afraid of the forces around it. This is what Germany is today. Germany is by far the most productive country in Europe. But its terror is that the EU will break up, not because of the euro, that's a side issue, but because we'll lose the free trade zone, because you might get protectionism. They won't be able to sell. So the Germans are very aggressive with the Greeks, for example, trying to make a show of them, but also aware that if they make too much of a show of them, other countries like Spain or Italy might consider leaving. And if they let them off the hook, these other countries might consider leaving. And so you are in a very difficult position if you're Germany. And now Germany is floating the idea that they may not want to force them to pay their debts until 2016, because obviously Germany must keep the free trade zone intact. And bluff as it might, it's terrified that that will close off.
We've been talking in big power terms, I suppose, rather than on the level of the people. But surely the people are now so used to the benefits of free travel and a single currency and all the freedom of labour exchange and trade exchange that the EU brings, that they'll resist it, won't they? They'll resist any breakup.
Well, Southern Europe is in depression. And I say depression because the numbers, the unemployment numbers and so on, are catastrophic.
And so they desperately need the tourism and so forth from the north.
Well, but it's not going to solve the problem. I mean, tourism is not going to take Italy and return it to health. What really is needed is what the French have made very clear. They can't harmonize their economy with Germany. Germany wants to have balanced budgets. France has made it clear that it can't have a balanced budget. France is therefore breaking what's called a harmonization treaty by running deficits and basically saying to the rest of Europe, you know, do what you want. Hungary did something very interesting. The Hungarians borrowed money back in the 90s on mortgages that were denominated in euros, yen, Swiss francs. When the forint, the Hungarian currency, fell, nobody could pay their mortgages. The Hungarian government basically said to the bankers, look, we're going to repay our mortgages in forints, and we're going to give you about 60 cents on a dollar. It was more complicated than that, but that's what they said. Or we'll give you nothing. Go home, think it over, let me know what you want. In other words, each country is protecting its own interests. And there is no harmonized interest in Europe. The free movement of labor is something that's very frightening. So, for example, the Danes have become very, very insistent on controlling their own borders. And it's very hard to do. The British as well. The free movement of labor means that Bulgarians will go to Denmark to take jobs. That's something that's used to seem to be a wonderful idea, isn't now. So many of the great ideas that the European Union began with have turned, as it frequently happens in history, into the problems.
So for you, what does the EU look like in, say, 10 years from now?
Well, it will look very much like this, a squabbling mess of European countries. Whether they're going to hold meetings, as I said, in Brussels or not is really not the issue. The Hungarians are pursuing the Hungarian interest, the Greeks the Greek interest, the Germans the German interest, and so on. What's really important is that the period from 1992, when the Maastricht Treaty was signed, and 2008, when the financial crisis began, is looking to me as an aberration.
But you said a group of squabbling nations, and you've alluded to the history. I mean, from the Franco-Prussian Wars right up till 1945, the history is very, very unpleasant indeed. Is the corollary that Europe will eventually descend back into war?
Well, the question is, has it really ascended? From 45 to 92, Europe was occupied by the Soviets and the Americans. The fundamental questions of sovereignty were not in the hands of London or Berlin or Rome. It was in the hands of Washington and Moscow. In 92, the Soviet Union collapsed, and for the first time since World War II, Europe became genuinely sovereign. And for 16 years, they made a go of it. For the last 7 years, it's been rather disastrous. And the question is, can they reverse it? And if they don't reverse it, what prevents them from returning to the kind of history that is normal in Europe? And what I'm arguing is that basically the period 92 to 2008 was an interesting aberration. We are now back to the old normal. And how bad it becomes really depends on a bunch of exogenous issues. But first, we have to really recognize that the Europe that was envisioned in the European Union is not going to return.
George Friedman, whose book's called Flashpoint, The Emerging Crisis in Europe.